Shamalei from Sweetest Friends. The shiur should be a special schus for Rabbi Yoni Marat Shichli Nishmas Narsas the Bashmuros from the Chavtzer Mitzvah the Chavtzer of Meir Zev. We're learning the Inyan of Ger Toshav. The Rambam writes, Hilchos Macholas Asuras, Paragit Aleph, Hilchos Zayin, Ger Toshav Ushkibel Alav Shevim Mitzvahs, Kamashibiyar Yenu Asul Bishtiyah, Umutr Behanot, that a Ger Toshav was makabel upon himself the Sheva Mitzvahs, as we explain, his wine is usher. If he moves wine, it's usher to drink, but it's mutter behana. Umiyachdim etzloi yayin, vein mafkidim etzloi yayin. Chen kol nachri she'enu avera b'zara, yein am usher v'shtia umutter behana. We are allowed to deposit wine in his possession for a short time, but not entrusted him for a lengthy period. Rashi explains that in Gemara by the Zara 64b, since we don't suspect that he's going to use the wine for Nesach to pour to his Abad Zara, he can leave it there for a short time, but if you leave it there for a long time, he might exchange it with his own and you're not allowed to drink it, because we want to distance ourselves from the Goyim. So the way to do that is not to be Nana. We're allowed to be Nana because he didn't pour it to his Avodah Zarah. He doesn't deserve Avodah Zarah, but the Shtiyah is Aser, so we don't get close to the Gentiles. So you're allowed to give it to him for a short period, not for a long period, lest he Chatz v'Shalom exchange it for his own. And the Rambam continues, and he says, and so to every Avod Zarah, any Goy, he says, Kol Akum She'enu Oved Akum. Maybe the real Gersa was between Kol Goy, or Nachri, She'enu. Any Oved, any Goy, who's not Oved Avod Zarah, like the Ishmaelites, Yein An Aser V'shtiyah Mutter V'hanay, Chen Horu Kol Agoinim. So their wine is Aser V'shtiyah Mutter V'hanay, that's what they call in Paskin. But those who serve idols, their stam yenam is usher even bahanoi. At kan mi divrei kacho shel harambam. Comes the kesef mishneh. And he asks Akasha. It's mashman the Rambam that by Ger Toshav is Yayin is only going to be Mutter Bahana if he was Makabel upon himself Sheva Mitzvahs. If he's Makabel upon himself Sheva Mitzvahs, not Aser Bahana. Otherwise, it's Aser Bahana, even if he was Makabel upon himself not to be Aver Avodah Zarah. That's very difficult to understand. The Rambam writes weiter, v'chein kol nachri she'ein oved avodah zarah, any guy who doesn't serve idols, is yayin is aser b'shtiyah u'mutter b'hana. So you see that just not being an oved avodah zarah is enough. So why does a ger toshav have to makabel upon himself to sheva mitzvahs? In order for his wine to be permitted for hana, why does he have to be makabel upon himself the Sheva Mitzvahs in order for his wine to be mutter for hana'ah? Why isn't it enough just not to be Oved Avodah Zarah? What's even seen a Ger Toshav and a Stam Goy? A Stam Goy who's not Oved Avodah Zarah is Yayin is mutter b'hana'ah. But a Ger Toshav is only mutter b'hana'ah if he's makabel upon himself all Sheva. Very strange. Azoyit Gefrek the Kesef Mishnah. And he's matarets. Shechaluk bein heicha shum mi'uma she'eno evedes avodah zarah. Daf azafilu im lo kibel olav sheva mitzvahs yeinu im muter. Aval im hu mi'uma she'evedes avodah zarah. Bo'inan dafka she'akabel olav sheva mitzvahs is the difference. between where he's from, a nation that does not serve idols. If he's from a nation that doesn't serve idols, and even if he's not makabel upon himself the sheva mitzvah, since yain is mutar b'anah, but if he's from a nation that does serve idols, that is avedus avodah zarah, he has to be makabel upon himself all sheva mitzvahs. That's the teretz of the Kesef Mishnah. His lashon is a shleimar, I like reading the lashonis inside. So you have to be from a religion that is an avid of a zara. If he's from a religion that does avid of a zara, even if he's makabel upon himself, and then he becomes a complete ger toshav. He has to be yotze. To get out of that, he has to be makabel upon himself. He has to be makabel upon himself the sheva mitzvahs. Since he's from a nation that is avid avodah zarah, in order to get out of that, he has to be makabel upon himself the sheva mitzvahs. Comes the Lechem Mishnah, and he says, "Amal Shetirei Tzarav Kesef Mishnah Das Rabbeinu Da'akim Shomim Yoshevet Avodazara Eino Eser Bano Rabbeinu Yoshevet Avodazara Binin Shekabel Olav Sheva Mitzvahs." And then he quotes the Gemara in Avodazara, and Daf Samech Hey. But there was somebody there. I'm having trouble understanding this Lechem Mishnah. He says it's Bar Sheshach. Bar Sheshach is another story on that page. Very interesting story, actually. It's startling, actually. Astounding. But maybe he's referring to Avidarna. Because that's what I think he's referring to. So it says there that Rav Yehuda sent a gift to a certain non-Jew named Avidarna on the Yom Edom, on their festival day, and explaining his action, he said, "I know that he doesn't worship idols. So therefore, though one is ordinarily forbidden to give an idolater a gift on this day, in Avidarna's case, there was nothing amiss because he did not worship idols." Hainu, well, actually, now I see, I missed it when I was preparing the shir. It says the same thing about Bar Sheshach. At the beginning of the Bar Sheshach story, Rava brought a gift to a certain non-Jew named Bar Sheshach on their holiday, and he says, Yadanabei, the lo polach la'avedas kolchovim. So that's what the Lechem Mishnah here brings down. So we have Bar Sheshach and Avidarna. He also quotes Avidarna, story about Avidarna. So they are not oyved avodah zarah. So the Lechem Mishnah says, "Hainu shumei uma." He's explaining the Gemara. He's from a nation that doesn't serve idols. And the Gemara afterwards asked, and the Avidarna story, that Tanya Ezu Ger Toshav, Kol Shkibala Bifnei Shloisha Chaverim Shlolabar Avedas Kuchavim. He has to be makabel upon himself in front of three people, not to be Avid Avedas Zara. Frecht the Lechem Mishnah Kasha. Him came my parchle Gemara. Maybe there are toish kol shkibul up neishol shechaverim. What's the Gemara's kasha on Avidarna? How he's travel the tunnel for Avidarna? I have to be makabel in front of three people, not to be avid of a zara. And Avidarna didn't. Hahasam ayri al korchum yomeshu avid of a zara. That's talking about a nation that is avid of a zara. Hasim kami rabbana kabbalah sheva mitzvahs. Ubaakum shenu movie rabbi rabbazar lo bina kabbalah sheva mitzvahs. Vada vadar vidarna have immune sheva rabbazar. The Gemara is kasha according to the case of Mishnah Shin kasha. Because Avidarna was from a nation that doesn't have a rabbazar, so he doesn't have to makabal anything. So why does the Gemara ask how do you accept the gift from him? You have to makabal upon yourself in front of three chaver not to be a rabbazar. That's only talking about somebody who's from a nation that is Obed Avodah Zarah. And Avidarna wasn't. So the Gemara's question never gets off the ground. And that's a question on the Lechem Mishnah. What's the Gemara's kasha? That's number one. We also have to understand the Fi Divrei HaKesef Mishnah. What's the makor for this chiluk? First of all, the Gemara's kasha doesn't work according to the Lechem Mishnah, because the Gemara asks, "I have to makabel upon of three people, not to be avid about its kochavim. That's only if you're from a nation that's oved, but Avidarna wasn't." So it's according to the Lechem Mishnah's understanding. And the second kasha is, what's b'chal, the makor for the chiluk of the Kesef Mishnah between a nation that is Ovei Avodah Zarah and a nation that's not Ovei Avodah Zarah? That's, we'd like to understand. And we've been learning Maseches Avodah Zarah, going with the perish of Moreno Rabbeinu, Hagayin HaTzadik, of Moshe Luria, Zechat Tzadik B'Kodesh L'Bracha. So we're going to continue going on his derech. The Rambam, Malachim Perek Yud writes, Ben Noyach Shishogag V'Achas in Mitzvosov Potter Miklum Chutz Meirotzech V'Shkoga Shim Harago Yigayel Hadam Eino Yineherag Olam Ve'ein Lo Yer Miklot Aval Bote Dinehem Ein Me Misim Oysa. A Ben Noyach who is Shogeg in one of his mitzvahs is Potter, except for Reitzech V'Shkoga, that if Yigayel Hadam kills him, he is not killed because of him. He has no ear miklat, but the basin doesn't kill him. Because of a kesef mishneh, divrei rabbeinu tzmuim be'einai, b'ma shekosef roitzeach b'shkoga, im harag ogoel hadam, einai nerag olam, v'ein lo ear miklat, avo beizdin ein min misim oisai. What does the Rambam mean when he says that a roitzeach b'shkoga, if the goel hadam kills him, he is not killed because of him, and he has no ear miklat, but Bezin doesn't kill him. Deikishi Yisrael harag, harei neharag hu alav, kimevuah v'divrei Rabbeinu perakem v'chus hotzeach. Vikisharges ben noyach, goyle, hu lari miklat, kimevuah v'perakem nizkar v'tzarech iyon. The Kesef Mishnah asks a stark kasha on the Rambam. The Rambam writes in the fifth parak of Vilchus Ritzeach that if a Ger Toshev kills a Yisrael, he's Nerag. And if he kills the Ger Toshev, he goes to Golus, to the Ir Miklat. So the Rambam writes that if he kills a Yid, if a Ger Toshev kills a Yid, he's killed. So how can the Rambam here say in Melachim that for killing, he's not killed? If it's a Jew, he is. That's what he writes. Rotzeach b'shkagim harga b'gol dikish Yisrael harag, if he killed a Jew, haray nerag hu alav, he's killed because of him. And then he says, and if he killed a ben noyach, he does go to Galus. Like the Rambam says in that parak. So here the Rambam is Sosa. The Rambam says there's no Ir Miklat, but he's not killed. Well, if he kills a Jew, he's killed. And if he kills another Ger Toshev, he goes to an Ir Miklat. So Zoyat Gefrekt, the Heilige Kesef Mishnah, comes along the Lechem Mishnah. There's an expression in modern Hebrew, Lo Nishal Chayav. He doesn't remain obligated, meaning he comes in and he says what he has to say when he has to say it. And he says, I don't understand the Kesef Mishnah. It's apples and oranges. Rambam in Hilchos Ritzeach, Rad Vegan is talking about Ger Toshev, not a Ben Noach. Ger Toshev is another din. So he's asking on the Kesef Mishnah. The Kesef Mishnah is asking the Rambam, Ger Toshev and Ben Noach, these are two different categories. What is he talking about? What's the Shaila B'cha? Ger Toshev has one din, he's taka killed for killing a Jew, and he's and if he kills the Ger Toshev, he goes to near Miklat. But a Ben Noach doesn't have that din. We also have to understand the Rambam that in the fifth parak of Ritzeach, it's mashma that a Ger Toshev goes to Galus if he kills a Ger Toshev because he thought it was mutter. He didn't realize it was Asur. That's only a Ger Toshev. But if he kills a Goy, he doesn't go to Galus. And here the Rambam says that if a Goy kills a Goy, Chayav alav boy mer mutter. Ben Noach sheshagag, Pater miklum chutz mer tzerech bishkaga. The Goyal Adam is allowed to kill him. Because he is doing something wrong. He just doesn't have an ear miklat. Bazin doesn't get involved. Here is Chayev, Ben Noach Sheshaga Bachem Tzosef Pater Miklum Chutz Meretzeach Bishkaga. And yet in Hilchos Ritzeach, the Rambam says that if a Ger Toshev kills a guy, then he's off the hook. He is Pater Miklum, he doesn't go to Galus. And here is Chayev, just don't do anything to him, but he's Chayev in principle. That's why he says, Ben Noach Sheshaga, Bachem Tzosef Pater Miklum, except for Ritzeach Bishkaga, in which case he's Chayim. So why by a Ger Toshev Zichayev? Why by in our case, by a Ben Noach, he's Chayev, whereas by Ger Toshev, who kills a guy, he's not. Even though Ger Toshev should, in theory, have an ear miklat, he should have to go. And in the Gemara and Makis, we say that an Akum Beger Toshev Din Echad Lo, Linyan Misa. They should have the same din as we see there in the Sugya and Makis, first parak. Gemara there brings a Braisa. Vafikach Ger, Vavid Chom Shehargu Ne'eragim. A Ger Toshev and a guy who killed, even B'shogeg, are killed. And the Gemara is medayik that a Ger is like an Ovid Kechavim. A Ger Toshev is like an Ovid Kechavim. Just like an Ovid Kechavim, lo yishna dekoto bar minei, lo yishna dekoto lav bar minei, ne'erag, av Ger, lo yishna dekoto bar minei, lo yishna dekoto lav bar minei. It's like by an Ovid Kechavim, it doesn't matter whether we killed a guy or a Jew, mino or she'eno mino. So to a Ger Toshev, doesn't matter whether he killed Minoy, another Ger Toshev, or She'eno Minoy, a Jew. In both cases, he's killed. And the Gemara brings a stira because in the Mishnah it says that a Ger Toshev Shehara Ger Toshev Acher B'Shogeg Eino Nerag El Goyle. And here he's killed. And the Gemara says, but it depends. If he kills B'derech Yerida, where a Jew goes into galus. So he can also go to galus. But if he kills the Eretz Aliyah, if the Jew is Yisrael's pater from galus, because galus isn't enough, he's killed. In other words, when he went up a ladder, or when he lifted up an object, this is Karav Linus. So that's why a Jew is Pater. A Jew is Pater, not because it's not enough, because it's Karav Linus. But in such a case, he's killed. That's what the Gemara says earlier. The Gemara says Karav Linus. But Rav Chisda, who's giving this teretz, he says Adarabba, it's because it's Karav Lemezit. And therefore, by a Jew, galus isn't enough, like I've originally said, unlike the Gemara says earlier, and the Ger Toshev is Nairag. On Kopanim, you see from this Gemara, the Gemara equates between a Goy and a Ger Toshev. So why is it then that the Rambam writes that if a Goy kills a Goy, B'shegeg, he's chayiv. Whereas, by a ger toshev, who kills a guy, he doesn't go to galus, he's off the hook. So how do we distinguish between the guy and the ger toshev? If the Gemara equates between the two of them. Gemara says they're the same. Well, it doesn't matter who he kills. Just like when a guy kills another guy or a Jew, it's the same. He's killed, so to a Ger Toshev. So let's summarize our questions. We have the Mashmaos of the Rambam that a Ger Toshev Ziyayin is Asr Bahamna unless he's Makabel Sheva Mitzvahs, but a regular Goy just has to not be an Oded of a Zara. What's the difference? Because if Mishnah is difference between a Goy who's from a nation of Ovdei of a Zara, there he has to be Makabel, otherwise not. Lechem Mishnah says, according to that, the Gemara's Kasha doesn't make sense because we had Avidarna, who is not from a nation of Ovdei of a Zara, so what's the Kasha that he has to be Makabel upon himself to Sheva Mitzvahs? Mara asks, I has to be Makabel upon himself. No, he doesn't. Because he's from a nation that's not Oved Avodah Zarah, so the Gemara's Kasha makes no sense according to the Ketzef Mishnah. Then we have the Rambam, who says that Eretzeach B'Shkaga, the Gol Adam's allowed to kill him. And he doesn't have an Ir Miklat. And he says, if he kills a Jew, he's killed, like the Rambam says in Echos Ritzeach. If the guy kills a Jew, then he is killed. And if he kills a guy, then he goes to an Eir Miklat. As Ma'avdeh. As how does the Rambam say to himself? One contradicts himself. Rambam says in Malachim that the Gol Adam's allowed to kill him. He's chayiv. The Gol Adam's allowed to kill him, but there's no Eir Miklat. But if it's talking about a Jew, then he is killed. And if it's talking about him killing a guy, then he does go to an Eir Miklat, like we see in Hilchos Ritzeach. As the Rambam writes, not like that. The Lechem Mishnah says, very simple, because the Rambam's talking about a Ger Toshev in Hilchos Ritzeach. And here he's talking about a Ben Noach. So the Ger Toshev kills a Jew, B'shoigeg, he's killed. And if a Ger Toshev kills another Ger Toshev, he taka goes to near Miklat. And here the Rambam is not talking about a Ger Toish, the Rambam is talking about a Ben Noach. And the Ben Noach is Chayiv, but there's no Ir Miklat, and a Bezin doesn't kill him, but the Gol Adam can. So what's the kash of the Mount Kesef Mishnah? We also have to understand the Rambam and Hilchos Reitzeach, it's mashma that a Ger Toshev is Goyle. If he kills another Ger Toshev, Vaymer Mutter, it's only a Ger Toshev, but if he kills a Goy, he doesn't go to Golis. And here the Rambam writes that if a Goy kills a Goy, he's Chayev Vaymer Mutter. And the Gemara says there's no difference between Mino and Lavbar Mino. The Gemara equates the two. The Gemara says that when it comes to a Ben Noach and a Ger Toshev, Loshna de Kato Bar Mine, Loshna de Kato de Lav Bar Mine. That whether he killed somebody of the same species or of a different species, it's going to be the same. Therefore, just like a guy for killing another guy is chayev misa. If he does it b'shoigeg, and therefore the gol adam can kill him. So it should be the same. If a ger toshev kills another ger toshev b'shoigeg, should also be Chayiv Misa. He shouldn't go to Galus. He should be Chayiv Misa. Because we see in the Gemara that there's Lo Shna Bar Mina, Lo Shna Lav, the Katot Lav Bar Mina. They're both the same. They get the same punishment. They get the guy and the Ben Noach and the Ger Toshev get the same punishment. We see in the Rambam that there is a chiluk between a guy and a ger toshev, like we see from the difference between the Rambam and Hilchos Malachim and the Rambam and Hilchos Ratzeach. And then we see here in the Teretz of the Gemara also that if he kills Bederech Yerida, that's considered shogeg, he goes to Golus. Kills B'derech Aliyah, which is Karav Linus, in such a case he's Nerag, which is because it's Karav, not Linus, Karav L'mezid, according to Rav Chisda here. So since it's Karav L'mezid, he's Nerag. So we see at any rate that there is some distinction between a Ben Noach and a Ger Toshev. So we'd like to, as the English people say, sort this out. So it appears foul. Is that we say Ezu Ger Toshev? Tosfos asks, Vim Toimar, V'halo miyad she'over shev mitzvos b'nei Noach, chayev misa, das ratzon zo misasim b'loy desfas roeh. That we say, who's a Ger Toshev? In the Gemara in Maseches Avodah Zarah, Samech Dalid, Tosfos asks, the moment he's over and Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach, he's Chayiv Misa, without any Edus and Asura. Tosfos' question is, how's it Chayiv to have a Ben Noach, to have a Ger Toshev? The second he was over in one of the Sheva Mitzvahs, he's dead. He's a dead man. Chayev Misa, as Harazin Zom Misas, and B'loy Desvas Surah. So Mimela, you can't have a Ger Toshev. Because he's already chayiv misa because he was over in Aveira. And Tosfos' answer is the Kol Zman Shelo Danu based in Eino Chayiv Misa. Says no, without based in judging him, he's not chayiv misa. And that's why it says that Akum Ramalim Belo Maridim. Over there, Avodah Zarah, you don't kill them and you don't save them. So we see from the Kasha that he was already Chayiv Misa before he became a Ger Toshav. So how is it possible to be a Ger Toshav? It's difficult to understand. Don't we have a Metzias of a Goy who was in Over an Aveira of Sheva Mitzvahs? So if a Goy hadn't been over Sheva Mitzvahs, he can now come and be Mekabel upon himself to be a Ger Toshav. So he has to be Mekabel Sheva Mitzvahs. So you're right, the Ramban says chaschaso that he was over on one of the Sheva Mitzvahs. But Yitochei Nechad, well, we know that he wasn't. And here's a din Ger Toshav. And the din of Lachyoso, like Tosis says in Nafkamina, the words Nafkin is Lachyoso, that if you have to support him, is only if he was Mekabel upon himself the Sheva Mitzvahs. So what's Tosis' question? Tosis' bad. There's no such thing as a Ger Toshav. He was over on the Sheva Mitzvahs. Maybe you know that he wasn't. And you just don't have to give him life. You don't have to save him and support him until he's actually Makabel the Sheva Mitzvahs. But he wasn't Chayiv Misa on what happened before because he was never over before. So we see from this that somebody who was never over Aver Miyamav is a Ger Toshav even without being Makabel Mitzvahs. Not that we need Kabbalah, is only if he was over previously. So Tosfos answers, he was over. The Beis Din didn't judge him. The only person who needs to be a Mekabel Sheva Mitzvah is somebody who was previously over. Tosis asks, if the only way he has to be Mekabel Sheva Mitzvahs if he was previously over, he's Chayiv Misa. And to that they answered, yeah, but they didn't judge him. Beis Din didn't judge him, therefore he's not Chayiv Misa. So we see there are two Afanim. One is when he was not over on the Sheva Mitzvahs, and another where he was over, but he's Mekabel upon himself the Sheva Mitzvahs. So you see there are two ways of two Ger Toshavs. One, he was never over one of the Sheva Mitzvahs, another, he was over. He was Mekabel upon himself not to be over. And we see this in the Rambam. Perek Yud Halacha Gimel. V'noach shenizgayer amo v'tov v'akach v'atzo lachzor mechor Hashem v'lios ger toshav v'ovad. K'shehaya mikoydem. Ein shay min loy. Ela yiyah ki Yisrael l'chol dobro yiharek. We have a v'noach who was mizgayer. Nila Tvila, and then he wants to go away from Hashem and be a Ger Toshav alone, like he was before. You don't listen. But rather, he's Ki Yisrael Uchol Dover. O Yeharek. He's like a Jew. Or he's killed, but he doesn't have that option of being a Ger Toshav. The Rambam writes he was a Ger Toshav Ki Mikoydim. That's not a Gershon, his Geyer was a Ger Toshav Mikoydim. So it must be Neina Chinami. Who's being Miss Geyer? Somebody who's a Ger Toshav Mikoydem, in other words, somebody who was keeping the Sheva Mitzvahs before. And such a person is called the Ger Toshev. And then the Rambam writes, if such a person is a Ger Toshev, and he wants to go back, he was keeping the Sheva Mitzvahs. Doesn't say he was mekabel upon himself the Sheva Mitzvahs. Just he was keeping the Sheva Mitzvahs, and now he wants to become a Ger. So in general, you can't, the Rambam's holding like the Ramban, you can't be mekabel a Ger. He sees b'chesgas that he was over on the Sheva Mitzvahs. He's chayav misa, you're not mekabel him. And the Rambam holds that when are you mekabel him? If he was keeping the Sheva Mitzvahs, even without explicitly accepting upon himself to be a Ger Toshev. And for him, it's shayach geirus. And then this person wants to go back afterwards and be like he was before, just being mekabel the Sheva Mitzvahs. He's a Ger Toshev k'mikodem. You know that he wasn't, he was keeping the Sheva Mitzvahs before, and he wants to go back to that. So you see that there's a Ger Toshev, just because he wasn't over on the Sheva Mitzvahs, that already makes him into a Ger Toshev. And we also see this from the Rambam, Perek Ches Halacha Yud, in Hochas Melachim. Moshe Rabbeinu lo hinchil Torah mitzvos el Yisrael, shenemar mor shakil etz yayin, pav l'chol arotze l'tzgayir mishivu umos, shenem k'chem k'ger, val mishu arotze ein koyfin oitze, v'kabel Torah mitzvos. Moshe Rabbeinu was only manchil Torah mitzvos to Jews, as it says, mor shakil etz Yaakov. And anybody who wants to come and be Mizgayer from the seven nations. Somebody who doesn't want, we don't force him to be a Kabbalah Torah and Mitzvahs. And so Moshe Rabbeinu commanded us from the mouth of Hashem to force all by Olam a Kabbalah Mitzvah Shem Itztabu B'nei Nayach. Chomi Shalai a Kabbalah Yehoreg. You have to be a Kabbalah B'nei Mitzvahs B'nei Nayach. And if they're not, they're Nerag. And if he's a Kabbalah, he's called a Ger Toshev. And he has to be a Kabbalah in front of three Chaverim. So you've seen the Rambam. Somebody who's not makabel upon himself, Sheva Mitzvahs Nerag, Vizet Tamur. Mezadinu Nerag. Not being makabel is not an Aveira. Why is he Nerag for not being makabel? So it must be, Be'emes lo matzinu chidush din noisaf, Shitzoth Kabbalah. Rather, every guy is Bechazkas Oberal Sheva Mitzvahs. And therefore he needs a Kabbalah to be a Ger Toshev. And if he's not makabel, he's Nerag, a Divrei Ramban. And that's also how the Rambam holds. And therefore you can't be makabel them as geirim, they're already chayav and misa. Of course, none of this applies to Bizman Hazeh, goes without saying. But somebody who we know that he do a shaloyavar, we know that he was an oiver. He doesn't have to be makabel Sheva Mitzvah. He's called a Ger Toshev without Kabbalah. So we see there are two types of Ger Toshev. There's a Ger Toshev who is makabel upon himself. And there's a Ger Toshev who we know he was not doing Averis before, so he doesn't have to be makabel upon himself. He's just keeping the Sheva Mitzvahs. So every guy is becheskas over al sheva mitzvahs, and he's now mekabel nerag. He said to him, okay, until now you weren't mekabel, but now you have a choice: either be mekabel or be nerag. Nerag because you weren't keeping the sheva mitzvahs before. So if he's not mekabel, he's nerag. And then there's another type of ger toshev who was keeping the sheva mitzvahs before. And he doesn't have to have a special Kabbalah. And again, that's the Rambam we saw before, that he wants to go and be a Ger Toshev like he was before. What's the Ger Toshav that he was before? And he was dumb. He was keeping, we don't, not even with the Kabbalah, he was just keeping the Seven Mitzvahs. And if he wasn't keeping the Seven Mitzvahs, then he's Chayiv Misa. Unless he makes a special Kabbalah now to be Mekabel. Be Mekayim the Seven Mitzvahs. There's also Meduyuk in the Lashon of the Rambam, Malachi Yad Aleph, in Melachos Malachim, Kol Mekabel Seven Mitzvahs, Sam Lashmaris, and Chesidu, and Sa'olam, and Sam Tmerei Chadas, Ein Zeh Ger Toshav. So, if he's Mekabel Seven Mitzvahs Lashma, he's Mechasidi Yom Sa'olam. If he does it because of his own Echrei Adas, he's not a Ger Toshav. But if he does it, not Echrei Adas, he's Mekabel the Seven Mitzvahs because he was in Mitztabo Aydei Nevi'eyim. Mikri Ger Toshav Afal Pi Shaloi Kibbel. He doesn't have to make a special Kabbalah. In other words, if he is Mekabel and he does it Lishma, he's Mechasidei Yom HaSa'olam. But if he's not Mekabel, then he's a Ger Toshav. The only time he's not a Ger Toshav, in other words, he does it not b'Pei Echrei Adas. He does it because the Nevi'im said to do it. Only if he does it b'Pei Echrei Adas, he's not a Ger Toshav. But you can be a Ger Toshav even without Kabbalah. Kabbalah makes you Mechasidei Yom HaSa'olam. And without a Kabbalah, you're also a Ger Toshav. As long as you don't do it in Pnei Echrei Adas. You do it because Moshe Rabbeinu commanded. Not in Pnei Echrei Adas. You just don't have a Kabbalah. You didn't do it in Mitzvah Kabbalah. You don't have a special Kabbalah. So again, you see that you can be called a Ger Toshav even if you're not over at all. And according to this, it's Pashut. According to this, it's Mavur, that's what the Lechem Ketzav Mishnah says. He says here, the Rambam says, She'a Pashut lo demash kasev Rambam kan, Linyan ben Noyach, Im hu mechuyev misa, Akor chayri hachid yadur she'en oiver al sheva mitzvahs. In other words, what he writes in Hilchos Malachim, Perek Yud, Ben Noach Sheshag Gabachos Mitzvosav, and he says, I am. The Rambam says that he doesn't go to near Miklat, but he's Chayev, the Kol Adam can kill him. So the Kesef Mishnah asks, Stiri says, I don't understand. If he kills another guy, then he goes to near Miklat. And the Lechem Mishnah wanted to say the difference between a Ben Noach and a Ger Toshav. But the Kesef Mishnah's understanding, there's no difference. Because this Ben Noach is a Ger Toshav. We know he wasn't over one of the Sheva Mitzvahs, and that makes him a Ger Toshav. And that's why, otherwise he'd be Chayiv Misa anyway. Even without this. The only time you need Kabbalah is when you're already over on the Sheva Mitzvahs. But if you're never over on the Sheva Mitzvahs, you don't need Kabbalah. So we're talking about somebody who wasn't chayiv misa beforehand. So he must be a ger toshev. So the Rambam here is talking about a ger toshev. And he says if he's talking about a ger toshev, then he should be going to galus, like we find elsewhere. The Rambam in Hilchos Ratzeiach says if he kills a ger toshev, he goes to galus. And somewhere where he killed a Jew, he's killed. So that's what we. As we want to say in the Rambam, that there are two types of ger toshev, one who is makabel upon himself, and even one who just keeps the sheva mitzvah without being makabel upon himself. However, you can't say that in the Rambam. And if you're not over on the sheva mitzvahs, you're a ger toshev. Just like somebody who was over and was makabel upon himself to be a ger toshev. You can't say that. Because in a number of places we find the Rambam says, what's a ger? Who's a ger toshev? Who's makabel sheva mitzvahs? 12th parak of the Surei Bia, number of places. So the Rambam, you could say the Rambam's talking about somebody who's already over and is makabel, but in Pashtus, it's not like that. Rambam should have explained that. So you see, you have to be makabel upon yourself. On the other hand, we learned Pshat in the Rambam, we were Madaik, that you don't have to be makabel upon yourself. Just as long as you weren't over in the Sheva Mitzvahs, you're automatically a Ger Toshev. So it must be then that there are really two types of Ger Toshev, but they're different. They're fundamentally different. And that's what Amir Tushem we're going to discuss in the next shiur, B'li Neder, the next segment. And we're going to see more Niflos. Thank you so much for listening. B'li Neder, we shall continue. Shalom, shalom.